My Dabar Rabbi said, lessons from the Lev, Parshas Baaloscha, Parshas Shlach, the only Divrei Torah that gives you both Parshas, depending on where you live. We'll learn a message for both. Parshas Baaloscha, we learn about the Mitlonanim, the many complaints that Klal Yisrael has, and in fact we are told that that is the reason why the Nuns are inverted by Yehi Ben Soa Ha'aron. So that one calamity and another calamity, whether it's the complaining of the Slav, and even at the end of our parsha, the incident of Moshe and the Lashon Hara spoken by Miriam, by Aaron, it appears that the level of the Jewish people are not very great. And then maybe we should not be as puzzled as the Mefarshim are, and as of course it is difficult to understand the reasons why in Parshas Shlach, Shlach Lecha Anoshim, the Meraglim were the Anshe Kodesh. They were the cream of the crop, the best of every tribe. And except for two of them, they erred in such a way in saying Lashon Hara. In fact, this week in Eretz Yisrael, there are advertisements that this should be the week based on the wonderful Mr. Halpern, the owner of the famous chain of eyeglass stores. They're doing a campaign that this should be the Shabbos that we're very careful not speaking Lashon Hara. Kal v'chomer, we learn that you can't speak about an Eretz Yisrael, Kal v'chomer, and other people. The frightening, demoralizing report that they gave, of course, the famous that the Gemara says, Bechil Adoritz, that's why we commemorate the difficult days of the 9 days in Tisha B'Av itself. The nation, Bnei Yisrael, was standing at the threshold of Eretz Yisrael, but they were frightened and discouraged at the report of the Meraglim of the spies. It should have been a quick, triumphant entrance into the land, became something that was filled with calamity and bitter weeping. B'layla hu. The Chafetz Chaim in Shmiras HaLoshon, in his second section, Shlach, analyzes the Oveira, if you will, of the Meraglim, and brings many practical lessons as to what the Meraglim did. He says that the Meraglim were, of course, great men who understood the effects and the harmful effects of Oveira of sin. So what motivated them to speak badly about Eretz Yisrael? Says the Chafetz Chaim, the spies did not doubt that Hashem could kill, expel the kings of Canaan who inhabited the land until then. But why should we be zeuche? Why would we be fortunate to such divine intervention, says the Chafetz Chaim? We need to deserve it. We need to deserve divine assistance. Would Hashem do a miracle for all those who have sinned? After we spend an entire parsha of Baha'u'llah learning about the many different difficult times of Klal Yisrael, the complaining about their food, about the wonderful gifts that Hashem gave them, it was Dafka, the leaders of the generation, the Meraglim, who knew the people all too well. They have seen what 40 days did after receiving the Torah. Pel Peh, the Rebbeinu Shalom spoke to Moshe in the parsha, but Kiviyachal as well, the Dibros were given to Bnei Yisrael by Hashem himself. They danced around the golden calf. They weren't satisfied with Hashem's mon in Parshas Baaloscha, and they complained about meat. Hashem sent them a month's worth of slav. Nothing was good enough. And therefore the Meraglim felt that due to the constant complaints and dissatisfaction of the Jewish people, they would not merit assistance from the divine. And therefore, they would not be zeuche, fortunate enough to conquer the land. And without that protection, they were afraid that, God forbid, they would be massacred. It's true, Hashem promised to help them, but the Meraglim felt that there was a condition to which they would be helped, and to that they were not worthy. Rav Pam points out that there was another factor that caused the fatal blunder of the Meraglim. The Meraglim in Parsha Shlach say that Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Ochelet Yoshevehi, a land that devours its inhabitants. Meaning, it is a land that cannot tolerate evildoers. God forbid a person sins, it is that much worse when he does it in the Holy Land. And therefore, there are greater consequences for one that sins in such a land. This is similar to a person who stands at the gate of a royal palace and openly berates the monarch. His punishment is much greater than one who sins against the monarch in a faraway hamlet. Therefore, the Meraglim felt it would be better for the nation not to enter Eretz Yisrael, so that their sins would not be dealt with in such severity. If they cannot live up to the mandate of the Melechas Koinim Mekoy Kodosh from Sefer Shmos, so maybe they should stay in the desert. But we knew there were two who saw things differently. Yehoshua and Kalev, of course, did not deny the shortcomings of the Jewish people. Nevertheless, they felt that this is the land that Hashem has sent us. This is the land that He has brought us to. They understood the pasuk in Parsha Shlach that we would be promised to enter the land. Im chafetz banu Hashem v'viu otanu el haaretz hazos v'nasata lanu eretz asher hu zavat chalav u'dvash. So they understood that Hashem ultimately would bring us there. However, it is true, the pasuk continues, Ach b'Hashem lo tiradu v'lam tiru et am ha'aretz. That they understood that the Hashem will bring us nonetheless to the lands, but we cannot rebel against Him. But understood as well that despite the rebelling, Yehoshua and Kalev understood that Hashem is a Rav Chesed. We know the world was created with Elohim, but Hashem decided that it needed Hashem, the Yudke Vavke, of mercy. Even those lacking in personal merits are deserving of Hashem's mercy, despite the fact that in fact they are not really deserving, but Hashem has rachamim on them. Therefore, Yehoshua and Kalev felt that as long as the people didn't openly rebel against Hashem, Hashem would provide a nes, nisim v'naflos, of miraculous intervention. The Chafetz Chaim continues and writes, the pessimistic attitude of most of the Meraglim infects many Jews today and is a lesson for us, not only for the times of entering the land. And he quotes the Gemara in Brachos. And the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Samach Aleph, says that the Yetzer Hara sits in the petach of two openings of our heart. And it entices a person in two ways. One, the Yetzer Hara overinflates our ego. The Yetzirah says to us, Moshe, you're an accomplished Talmud Chacham. You give staka so generously. You have great midos. You're the most distinguished and chashuv person in the shul. How come nobody gives you the kavod? Why are you not standing by the mizrachvad? Why don't you have the greatest seat in the shul? When's the last time you received maftir? To the gabayim, to the officers of the president of the shul, treat you like who you should be treated like, or like a nobody? How do you stand for this? Moshe, after hearing this so many times, day after day, gets frustrated that he's not being recognized. And the anger starts, the lashon hara starts, the machlekes starts. And has the yetzer hara won. But says the Gemara, there's another type of yetzer hara. It gets a person to sin as well. And he comes in the middle of the studying of Torah. And he says, Moshe, what are you doing here? Do you think that you're going to be a Vilna Gaon? You can't read a line of Gemara. What's the point? He's in the midst of tefillah. He says, Moshe, who are you fooling? Look at the people sitting in the front of the shul. You think anything like them? You think you can ever reach that level? You don't have any kavana. You hardly know who you're standing in front of. You're wearing tefillin. Look at the thoughts that you have. Have you ever made it through an entire Shmona Esrei thinking of all the words, or have you drifted to another place? Why are you wasting your time? Or the Chavetz Chaim elaborates on the Gemara, Moshe, you fear Hashem. If you really feared Hashem, would you have sinned this morning? Would you have sinned last night? What were you watching last night? What were you doing this morning coming so late to davening? You're really frum. Stop this frum stuff. Trust me, the gates of Gan Eden will not be open for you. You can't live in the both worlds. You're a hypocrite. This makes a person think that his spiritual efforts, his exercises are futile. That brings him to a state of Yish. And the Eitz Hara is won again. But if we can understand, says the Chafetz Chaim, the tactics of the Eitz Hara, we could oppose it. Of course, the Chafetz Chaim is the one speaking. The Chafetz Chaim, at 90 years old, the story is told, was awoken by the Yetzer Hara. And the Yetzer Hara said to him, my dear Rebbe of Yisrael Meir, you can't go to shul this morning. Last night, it snowed, it's icy outside. You're not 18 years old. If you fall, you can die. You break a hip, that's it. You're in the hospital for the rest of your life. Stay home. The Chafetz Chaim woke up Ka'ari and said, Yetzer Hara, my people have been here much longer than you have. I'm going to davening this morning. You must know your potential and how you can attain it. When you get discouraged, don't be trapped by the Yetzer Hara. You could reach your goals. Kavanah and Tefillah, says Rav Tam, is not received overnight. It's not achieved overnight. It's a step-by-step process. One bracha at a time. Sometimes I recommend to students, concentrate on one bracha. Concentrate on two brachas, right in your sitter. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, this is my bracha. And of course, Yirat Shamayim is the same. Tshuva recognizes that a person slips. And he's not a loser. He could be a winner. Pam gives a great analogy. A person who's struggling with his Yetzer Hara should think about the child who learns to walk. That baby takes a step or two and falls down. But what does the baby do? Amazingly, he never quits. He gets up and tries again, and tries again. Even children that are learning to ride a bicycle. An adult, if we rode bicycles when we were 18 or 19 or 20 or certainly 40, we probably would never ride bicycles in our life. We might never ride cars in our life if we didn't learn it as a kid. A kid can fall, scrape his leg, and get right back on the bike. He masters the skill. Even with the Yetzer Hara telling him, you'll never be able to do it. The Ramban beautifully encapsulates the sin of the Meraglim in one word, he writes. Says the Ramban, the Gam, Zavat Chalav Udvash, says the Rambam, Bavur Shishil, he wrote, Hashmeinah Raza, Ki Yesh Lahem Haishiv, Amar Emesh Lushluchim, Ki Ein Siva, what do they say? Aval Sha'im Bim Ma'alat Efesi, Moirel Dover Efes, Menemon Mina Ha'adam, She Eaf Sharbe Shuminya, Koloshon Efes, La Netzah Chastoy, Ve Einod Efes, Aleihem. The word is Efes. It explains the Meraglim. It's impossible to conquer the land. It's the fatal error of Efes. Nothing, you're a nobody. It's impossible. The Palm calls it the Efes complex. What a great term. Zero, you're a nothing. Chmana Litzlan, there are stories about students who say they're not successful. They thought they couldn't be successful because in fifth grade, their teacher called them a zero. There's people who think they lack intellectual capabilities that maybe some tests tell them that they don't have. But those people that usually become the most successful people. Rav Kron tells a story. He said he looked in his own class of who the most successful students were. And he was shocked. It was the ones who did the poorest on the testing, on the grades that were given. They were the out-of-box thinkers who became very successful. And that's what the Zohar says, that nothing stands in the way of a person who has will and desire to succeed will be successful. We can't think of ourselves as an Ephes. We can't say, well, they sin now, so they are not going to be Zohar. B'nai Yisrael, teach us this Maisa Ovois. You complain, you doubt Hashem, but you just get right back on. Parshas Baaloscha, Rav Zilberstein in his new sefer, Borchi Nafshi, newer sefer, tells over Psukim, speak about jail, about how Yehoshua thinks that the sin of Eldad and Medad, standing outside the chutzpah to Moshe Rabbeinu, who were their Rebbe, they should go to jail. So he tells some stories about jail that I think relates to this. He said, in recent times I've gone to be mechazik people that are in jail. He said, one time I was giving my drasha, comes to him an inmate, Musukan, that killed Sharatzach Kama b'nei Adam b'achzorios. Killed Nebuch, a number of people in a horrible way, Vishal, and he asked, can I even do tshuva? Afshar shechzor b'tshuva? And I answered him, b'chiyuv, yes, v'amarti lo, shebevada yefshar shorot kaza. Shar tshuva, the gates of tshuva, sharei tshuva, lo no'olim lifnei af echad, God does not close the doors in front of anyone, don't give up, you're not a zero. But what about me, he says, batuach? Yes, I answered him again. I'm positive. And he quoted the words of Chavetz Chaim that speaks about this. Hemshich v'shol shuv v'shuv. It wasn't good enough. He quoted Pesukim from Yecheskel. Chai ani ashnuim Hashem Elokim im achpotz b'moz harash. He couldn't believe it. It's this incarcerated gentleman, no matter what he did in his life, the horrible things he did in his life, he couldn't believe sitting in jail for probably a life sentence. He wanted to return be'avinu shebashamayim. Ki Abba nishar tamid Abba. A father's always a father. Ve'ef shalim not take mimenu. He can never cut that bond. Says Rav Zilberstein, that's the Yisod. We have to remind ourselves that when we say Salach Lanu, we say Salach Lanu Avinu. He's Avinu Malkeinu, he's our dad. He's Oizer L'chol Yehudi. What's the problem? We give up. We think we're zeros. We don't deserve to be in Eretz Yisrael. We complained about the man, the slop. We complain about everything. No. Even the Poshea Gadol is Zoicha to the love of Hashem. Nitkarev mechadash el Hashem. V'tzorech hu ladat she'ein cheta ve'ein aveira. There's nothing that you can't do tshuva on. And this, he tells the story of the great Rav Kahaneman, the Panevish Rosh Hashiva, went to America. And he went for a bracha to the Chavetz Chaim before, and he says, what should I tell B'nei Ge'ola? V'heshi v'chavetz Chaim she'yidaber itam? Al hashrata tos betzibor, the biggest mistake in the generation. That you can't do tshuva. Zedova kosher biyoseh, ve'ani omer, hegisha chavetz chaim, ein hadover kach. Everybody can do tshuva. Lakriv le'elkeinu. Everybody can do it. Don't have yiyush. mityaish la'atzmo, and he leaves Hashem. He feels like just like the person sitting in jail who's killed many people, that he can never do tshuva. Everybody has the potential for doing tshuva. Ha'amis, v'apshutahi, she'akadosh baruch hu, chashuv acheretz, he thinks differently. He wants our tshuva, he desires our tshuva. We have to remind ourselves of this important message all the time, that we cannot give up. We are not zeros. The Rabbanu Shalom wanted us in this land. He wanted us to light the world. We should be zeicha to understand these important messages of Baaloscha and Shlach, and give a nachas ruach to the Rabbanu Shalom. Despite who we are and what we are, we have great, great midos and great things to bring to the world. Let us bring it very soon in our day.